I'm ready to party. This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
From the top, let me just say, James, who works on the stuff in the background of the show, what a legend.
What a legend.
A legend.
Absolute legend.
Came through with the one words from the one word song game at 4:40 a.m. this morning. A stitch in time saves nine. What does that mean?
Well, it means if you have a tear in your clothing, if you put in, as soon as you see a rip, you put in one stitch. If you wait, you're going to be stitching nine of them.
In fact, this is the new matches picture. You know when they've got like the social distancing where the match pulls away, saves everyone else. Stitch in time saves nine.
Do you want to just get straight to the show? One word song game's in here. It's a bit of fun. Lots of yelling.
Do we have another round at the end of the podcast?
Oh, I can make that happen, yeah.
Yes, please.
There's a lot. I'm just going to say it. Lise and her inside voice are not appearing in today's one word song game.
Sorry.
All right, here's today's show.
Those two girls.
Good morning.
Happy Friday.
Indeed.
We've made it through another week, Sarah.
And I thought it's been a tough week. Let's start with some good news from around the globe, shall we? I'd like to start at the top with Taylor Swift.
What's she done now?
Is gifting her fans money. Money. People are writing, they've been writing posts on places like Tumblr.
Yep.
Just saying about how their life has gone to pot. They can't afford to stay in New York. One lady can't afford to pay board for her horse. She's going to lose her horse because she lost her job.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Taylor wasn't even tagged in any of these posts. And yet all of a sudden, Taylor, Samantha and Leah have opened their DMs and they've received messages from Tay-Tay saying things like, Leah, I'm so sorry this situation has caused you so much stress. I hope a gift of $3,000 will help. Can you send me your PayPal account, please? Love, Taylor. Also, Stephanie, you've always been there for me. Thank you so much. Now I'm here for you.
Wow.
Can I give you $3,000? People, their minds are blown.
And it's landed in their account.
Yes.
Do we have proof of that?
Yes, because they are sharing their bank account receipts showing that it's from Taylor's
company. This isn't the first time she's done this, though. She is known to do this.
She's pretty philanthropic and altruistic. Helps with the wildfires and people who are battling illnesses.
For her. That is a good news story, Seth. Thank you. Well, I've got an even better news story.
Ooh.
Now, we know that Italy's been absolutely smashed by COVID-19, one of the top countries to really go down. But there's an Italian priest who has gone absolutely viral, excuse the pun, because he's live streamed his service, which is what they're having to do, because no good Italian is going to miss church. But what he's forgotten to do, he hasn't forgotten, he's just had some hilarious technical difficulties. He's accidentally turned on video filters. So while the phone or while the camera's turned on him, he hasn't realised that he's being live streamed to his church service as a spaceman, a blues brother and a weightlifter. You see these little boxing gloves, bing, bing, and he has no idea, the man of the cloth.
Do you know what?
Serious
this would actually be an improvement on mass.
Well, people are saying exactly that. They're saying, oh my God, Lord, forgive me for laughing, but this would make me return to church.
Our Father who art in outer space.
Yeah, amazing. It made me laugh. Check it out. We'll pop it up on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I'm angry.
Lise and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
It's been a long time coming, but the requests have been flowing in to bring back Triggered, and now is the perfect time because, my goodness, aren't we annoyed as a people at the moment?
But there are a lot of big things to be annoyed at, but Triggered is about the tiny minutiae of life that gets your goat, like the word minutia.
And people who say it that way. I wondered if, because there's so many of us in the same boat at the moment, having partners working from home together, there's got to be some fun to be had about the little things.
Can I play some of the last time we did this, the kind of little things that people caught up with
refresh
that were annoying them? Yeah, here we go.
People who say something.
Oh, with a K.
Triggered.
Look, my husband's pretty good, but he doesn't understand that there's a key bowl for keys to go in.
Triggered.
When you're at the supermarket and you step back from the shelves and you're trying to look on the shelves and see what's there. And then people come and stand in front of you.
Triggered.
Yeah, okay. So that's setting the scene. So let me circle back. There's a lot of people working at home with their partners at the moment. And what if you find out something about them that you didn't realise they were in their professional capacity?
That's terrifying, discovering that your partner is the annoying person at work.
Yes, who might say things on phone calls. Let's circle back to that.
So we're asking on 13, 10, 60, the things that trigger you about your partner now that they're working from home. Sarah, do you have anything? What's Will's getting up to?
About 17 things, but I'll just give you one. He will constantly tell me how busy he is, but take a coffee break every 20 minutes.
Triggered.
I don't understand. I'm like, why are you up here in the kitchen again? Get down and work. You've told me your BAS is like, what are you doing? Oh, I need a cup of tea. Ugh.
He's a procrastinator. This is what you've discovered about him.
Yes.
He's a pop the kettle on kind of guy. Mm-hmm. What a punish.
Such a punish.
Do you know what? Just get him a kettle and pop it downstairs.
There is one downstairs.
So why is he coming up?
I don't know. Likes to stretch his legs.
Why is he even living with you? Get him out of the house.
I've asked him that question for the last 16 years.
Well, you know what? Coffee breaks are better than lawn breaks, Sarah. Dane, my husband, is obsessing over the lawn in his downtime from work. It's like he's had to focus his energy on something else and he's obsessed with lawn grubs. Yesterday.
I mean, do you have lawn grubs?
Yes, at the moment we do. But he sprayed 300 litres of lawn grub poison.
Triggered.
That's unnecessary.
That's excessive.
That is excessive. It's
really
an obsession.
Showing what he'll do to get away from you being in the house, isn't it?
I mean, yes.
It's about you being home.
Probably.
There's the lawn grub, then there's the house grub. That's you.
He actually sprayed me with his poison the other day and soz. 13, 10, 60, we're taking your triggered calls. Let's do this.
Things that are triggering you now, you're working from home.
But right now, I am feeling positively chuffed, Sarah, because I feel my life choices have finally been vindicated. Yesterday, I was watching a video of a woman demonstrating an incredible corona-related life hack by taking a G-string, a humble thong G-banger.
Here we go.
Popping it on her head.
No.
Upside down.
Why?
And using it as a corona mask.
God, that's the...
Well, it's a new one. She's saying go to your local Kmart or what have you. These are the ones that work well. If you place it upside down, sort of over your face, it
so
really
sits. You've got the string that's meant to sit between
your bum.
Going directly down the midline of your skull.
Yeah, so it's secured to your noggin.
Well, it's not really.
It is. It actually is.
How?
I tried it.
Lise,
because I've got a drawer full of them.
I have seen your... pathetic excuses for G-strings, and one would cover your nose, okay?
Well, that wouldn't that's give what
you
we
the,
need.
It wouldn't give you the protection over your mouth and nose. They're too little. They're too little. No.
But, Sarah, your knickers, if you put those over your head...
That would be like wearing a flat sheet. If
exactly.
I'm honest.
So you need a vision. You need your vision to still function.
Do you? I don't know. Just stay home in bed and wear the flat sheet in a different way.
But maybe that's why it's a good idea. Because if you've got to put a G-string over your face, are you going to go out? Or is that your way of ensuring you stay at home?
You know what? Physical challenge, Lise.
Nothing
you
matters anymore.
You go to Woolies or Coles wearing a G-string
yep.
on your face.
Do it. You got a whole weekend
to get
it done. Put
it on our Instagram at Lise and Sarah. And if you're, you know, look, I'm looking at your body language right now. You're sitting with your legs crossed, your arms
I'll
crossed.
Do
when
it.
When push comes
care.
To shove, I don't think you want that thong, 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 thong over your mug.
Big Mama doesn't care. I'll do it.
It's got to be a regular, though. It's got to be a place you always go. You can't just, you
well,
know,
I'm not going
skip
many
to
places
suburb.
These days. Okay, I'll go to Woolies.
Can you hear the indignant tone in her voice because the tables have turned?
If you don't think I can do this and own the fact that I have a drawer full of G-bangers, you are sorely mistaken. I don't care. People will think it's ingenious. It's safe.
Well, you know, there are others who are using their bras to fashion face masks
yes.
as well. We could make it a real, you know, given your past in lingerie time, you know, you modelled bras and undies. This is modelling them in a different
way. Wow. Can I ask, is it really just putting any kind of material in front of your face?
Like, I think that's what people are doing, yes.
Because don't face masks, aren't they made out of something that makes
them... Well, they're made out of filtered, like it's meant to be like a filtered paper thing, right?
Yeah, the G-string's just cotton. Just cotton over your face.
But everyone's wearing bandanas over their face. Like, it's not, no one's really using the right medical masks.
All right, well, you know what? You have always been your own person. You're a leader, Lise.
I don't know about that. We
want physical evidence of you going to your local Aldi, Woolies, Coles with a G-string over your face. Please don't let the people down, because we need a little ray of hope in these dark times.
At Lise and Sarah, jump on our Instagram, because at some point over this weekend, Lise is going to upload a little video of her at Woolies with a G-string on her face.
I don't care.
Oh, she's knocking it out, Scott. We've done it.
It's Those Two Girls.
This is the Those Two Girls Catch Up.
Do you guys remember last year when Harry and Meghan, the then Duke and Duchess of Sussex, went to the Lion King premiere, and Harry got slammed for pitching Meghan to the Disney boss for voiceover work?
That's right. Can you remember that?
Yeah, it was undercover footage.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, guys, get excited, because it's actually worked, and Meghan's first post-royal gig has been announced overnight. She is providing the voiceover for a Disney nature documentary that launches on Disney Plus on April 3, named Elephant. Now, Elephant follows the story of an elephant family, a mother, Shani, and her son, Jomo, who were led by the elephant matriarch Gaia 1,000 kilometres on a journey across the Kalahari Desert, an adventure that will change their lives, right? Mm. Now, Meghan's not getting paid for this. Her fee's going to Elephant Without Borders.
Right.
Elephants Without Borders, the charity that they support. The irony of a documentary about elephants isn't lost on me, because here's the thing. We know that in an elephant herd, they're led by the matriarch elephant, right? She's the dominant, the backbone of the family unit. She provides stability. It says he determines ranging patterns for the rest of the family. And the other families comprising, the other females in the family are usually the matriarch's daughters and their offspring. Okay?
Yep.
Generally, the older the female, the higher her ranking. Are we not seeing any similarities here between an elephant herd and Queen Lizzie heading up the royal family?
Wow. I mean, I'm just thinking that this new job will make her royally irrelevant. It's a stretch.
That could be the sequel to this first one, Irrelevant. The elephant no one wants.
Or Cinder Elephant, the story of a princess gone rogue.
Or what about Tusk? It's the tale of a disapproving bull elephant.
Or is this just Meghan demanding to be heard?
Oh, wow.
Well, I had thought perhaps we could go with out of the herd.
I'll take it. Please, someone give me a pun with pachyderm.
What?
I've been trying to work this. Pachyderm is a synonym for elephant. It's the elephant family.
Okay, what about pachyderm your bags and leave?
Perfect. Thank you. I knew you'd come through for me.
April 3rd, Elephant on Disney Plus. I'll be watching.
And the fact it's not going to cinemas or anything like that does it. Like, that's fine. It's a brave new world we're in now. It's our new normal. Those two girls.
Those two girls.
Here comes the one, na 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 na.
I'm only one word away.
Just one. Yes, it's Friday, which means it's time to round out this week with the one word song game. So Scotty's going to play us one word from a song. Duh. And Lisa and I have to jump in with correct title and artist. Best of three. It's
harder than it seems, for us at least. You guys at home and in the cars will probably be screaming at your radios in about 20 seconds' time. Let's do this, Scotty.
I think it's hard for everyone, mate. Like, I would...
I mean, they've just heard Anastasia screaming in that song. No. I mean, you're just talking about nodules, right? Well, we're about to get some of our own.
Okay, let me give you the first word. What is the title and artist of this song?
In my head, it opened me in my head. You fulfill my fantasy in my head. What? Who is he? In my head. Jason Derulo! In my head. Jason Derulo head. Jason Derulo.
Which
I
answer?
See you all over me.
Which answer?
What? Jason Derulo.
You've given
in
three
my
answers.
Head.
Which
I
answer?
See you
any of those?
No.
In my bed, Jason Derulo.
In my head.
Head.
Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo head.
In my head. Yeah! Yes! Oh my God!
You deserve that. You deserve
there,
that,
Sarah.
Okay.
Song number two. What song is this word from?
We're have each other.
Yes.
Well, wait, God, you're quick today.
I don't know what's got me to me, Sarah.
You've already bloody won.
Have I?
You've got two.
Finally.
Can you at least try and make this a fun game and let me have a look in sometimes?
Sarah, yesterday you clawed your way back. I had to. I had to bring out the big guns.
Can we play the third one just for fun?
I think we need to, because otherwise we'll finish the show too early. So I reckon... I reckon that's a really good idea. All right, song number three. We're just playing this one for fun. What word is this song from?
Return of the Mac.
Oh, God.
Who is it, Sarah?
I always thought it was Turn Up the Man.
No, it's Return of the Mac.
Yeah.
But who sings it?
For a number of years, I was like, Turn Up the Man. I mean, what does that even mean? And also, what's Return of the Mac?
I don't know who the Mac is. Who is Mac?
Really, that makes no more sense than Turn Up the Man.
Who sings it? Hold on. Oh, it was on the Montel Jordan.
Montel Jordan?
Who's that?
I don't know. Did you just make up a name?
Did he have a talk show?
Return of the Mac. I actually have no idea who sings that song.
It's Mark Morrison.
Oh, I would never have
never.
Gotten that, ever.
And my guess is that Mark Morrison refers to himself as the Mac.
Oh, what
I
a
mean,
loser.
I know people who talk. I mean, Scotty McDonald.
You could call yourself.
In fact, this whole show is you, the Return of the Mac, isn't it? You dipped out once, came back again.
I mean, I don't know what that says about working with us. Like, can't you just be loyal?
Yeah, I'll probably hang around for 6 months and then we'll bring another person in.
Third time round, return off the Mac. All right, we got to bust a move out of here.
We actually don't. We really probably need to stay on air for another minute.
Do we?
Yeah.
What's plans for the weekend?
I mean, staying at home.
Please. That's such a triggering question for people. Nobody's going out. No one's got a life.
We just have to laugh, Sarah.
I mean, when we rock up to work in the morning and our boss is like, what have you been up to? Mate, there's nothing personal going on in my life
Guys,
at all.
Guys, recommendation, Tiger King. Can someone please watch it from this team so I can discuss it? Netflix, Tiger King.
Well, why don't you discuss it on our Instagram, at Lees and Sarah. Let people know what they're in for.
I need someone to talk to. About it.
I've talked
guys.
To you enough this week. Find someone new.
I think we could get out of here. Over the weekend, you, Lees, have to go to Woolies wearing a G-string as a face mask. We sent you that challenge earlier in the show. If you want to catch up on the show, download the Hit app. You can also listen to us live there as well. Have a great weekend. Bye.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Little bonus round. Sorry, Sarah's
Sorry,
still
I'm
reading
still on
up on the
doing something now
time.
Will prevent more
yes,
work
more
later
work
when
later.
The problem becomes worse. Lees, you've nailed it.
I don't think as a show we should ever get political, but shouldn't we just lock the country down? Read that phrase. Anyway, that's all I've got to say.
Yes.
All right, here we go. Bonus round of the one word song game.
Thank God, can I? I wonder if I can get one this week.
Oh, I don't know what's gotten into me.
Yeah.
I'm a loser.
Lit a fire.
One word song game. What song is this word from?
J-Lo tonight.
Oh, Lisa.
J-Lo.
Oh, hang on.
Waiting for tonight, J-Lo.
Wait, yeah, that's it.
Oh, my God.
You
it's like, I don't know what's happened.
I actually feel anger rising in the pit of my stomach as to how quick you were today. Like my brain was still figuring out what the word was that was just sung. And you're all over it like a fat kid on a cupcake.
Tonight. very PC, Sarah.
God.
Yeah. You know that line?
Yeah.
Really, I feel like got a popularity hold when 50 Cent sung it.
Did he?
I think it's called 21 Questions.
50 Cent songs,
right in the middle of it, he's rapping away about how much he loves his girl. And, girl, I love you like fat kid love cake.
Oh, God.
I should change it. Should be like me on a cupcake.
How good are cupcakes, though?
Have you guys got any idea how you're going to while away a weekend where you should stay at home?
Yeah, we're going full boomer and just doing house stuff.
Yeah.
This is my theory. Did we talk about this already, right? You think of how house proud your parents are, okay? That's because they were where we were in the 80s or 90s, where the cafe and restaurant culture did not exist to the extent it does today. There were no huge shopping malls to while away the hours.
No distractions.
There was no, I mean, the internet wasn't even around until the mid-90s. So
they were productive.
And now I feel like that's what we're returning to.
I am setting up my home learning cupboard.
Why a cupboard?
Well, we have in our kitchen, we have this, off to the side of the kitchen, there's a big cupboard where I sort of keep brooms and vacuum cleaners, what have you. But one side of the cupboard is shelving. And usually I have sort of bits and bobs of stationery, things that we need to go to a lot. But I really want to deck that out, turf everything out, and then make it home learning.
That's cute.
Can I give you what I've found during the week so far, during the 3 days that I've been in this homeschooling
hell.
No, firstly, because I've been following a lot of educators online, one New Zealand fella said, do not stress over a month of their education.
No, yeah.
Do not make that you're
Don't
fooling
yourself,
if, and them if you think they're going to be sitting down from 9 till 3 in your house.
No.
I think maybe it was Beck Sparrow who said, just try and get them to focus on some schoolwork until midday, then
let it go. Yeah.
And I've found personally that having a schedule stuck to the fridge, the kids really like that. So it's like, get up, then from 8:30 to 9, you do some chores, then it's creative time, then it's
time.
Some schoolwork, outside time. They like that because that's what school is, right? It's a routine. So that makes it easier for me. No, but I have put a ban on pantry. You can't just go to the pantry. Oh, yeah. You get morning tea, you get lunch.
I saw something super cute on, a Canberran journo.
A person from Canberra.
She's a journo and now she does quite well as an
influencer. Oh, is that Emma McDonald?
No, Lauren Dubois.
Oh, okay,
She's done something quite cute with her kids where in the morning she sends them out the back door. They have to walk around the house and knock at the front door. Then she opens and goes, welcome to school.
Oh,
good morning.
Oh,
and
gosh.
She said, they're little. Like I think her son's in grade 2 and her little girl's kindy. But she said that simple act they think is quite fun. And same thing at 3 o'clock, they walk out the front door, walk around the side of the house, come back. And she said it's just that symbolic We're starting to learn. Anyway, quite cute, and she was quite chuffed with it. And I thought, oh, that maybe for our little league.
Well, and for primary school too. I think we're lucky because our kids are in primary school.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
That you know they really only need to be doing one to 2 hours a day. Like,
oh yeah, the little ones.
No, the older ones too. Don't stress about it. My daughter's grade 4 teacher sent home some work for next week and even he said, if they're not getting it, don't make this harder by stressing them out and you stressing them out because, you know, they'll pick up. So that would be mine.
I'm happy with them watching River Monsters for the better part of the day.
Well, you know what? That's a science. Yep, science. It's biology, right?
I've just got a little bit of hidden audio from Lisa's place during homeschool time.
Well, one of my big duties, and I've been doing it for about the last 5 years or so, is evacuation procedures.
There's a fire in the school, everyone! Fire.
That's live from the car laws with Lise yesterday.
I have laminated the schedule, and Remy was just most displeased. He was like, Mum, can you not be one of those parents? And I was like, what? Call me. It's Ms. Carlaw to you. And he was like, please don't do this. Please don't be like this. You don't need to be like this. I'm like, be like what? Like A-type personality? They each have a laminated version. Maxie's like, I can't weed.
I can't weed.
I was like, it's colour-coded.
I'm going to just go back on something, sorry, because when we were talking about it, I thought of it. I wanted to share it, but then we started talking about schools. You know how we were talking about House Proud,
yeah.
The parents' generation? I've just texted you both a link.
Okay.
It's to a Twitter account, which is about to become, as a show, our favourite Twitter account. It's called 70s Dinner Party.
Oh, okay.
And it's all of the
opening
recipes.
Oh, so, God.
Yeah, that
oh, wow.
Pinned one is just great. It's all of recipes from like a classic 70s dinner party.
Oh, my
this
God.
This is amazing. Oh. I mean, I made tuna bake the other night.
Tuna bake is good, though, isn't
with
it?
With celery and corn, because that's the food of my youth.
Wow. Hold on, what? There's a dish here called celery stuffed.
I'm looking at it
celery.
Too.
What a nightmare.
Yeah. Anyway, that's 70s dinner okay. party.
Okay. Chilled celery
jeez,
log.
They liked their celery.
They really did. Celery was the kale of the 70s.
Ooh. And they liked their jelly type stuff, didn't they? Their gelatin.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes. Okay. Wow, Scotty, we've already gone this rabbit hole.
Thank you so much.
It's 70s party on Twitter.
Let's go make a coffee, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. Everyone, have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.
Tickety boo. Off she goes home.
That's it for today's Those Two Girls catch up. But you can score even more catch ups just like this one. Download the Hit app and keep up with the girls on Facebook and Instagram.